there's never going to be, you know, a pretty game of football. There's too much at stake. And it, mind you know, it was hard fought. And because Kilmarnock, it's no easy place to go and get a 2-0 lead, you know. But I think we deserved it. I think we played, you know, we played the better football, whatever football was played on. But just delighted to get over the line, mate.
Yeah. The vital goal coming in 63 minutes. Michael Byrne, the goal scorer.
It was a ball was played down the right hand side, and Christy McGowan cut inside, played a square ball across the edge of the 6 yard box, and Michael was on hand to give us a finish. So it was great.
And winning it away from home, I suppose, a bit more, you know, satisfying, would you say?
It was like, it's funny the way that league went. They were the only team to beat us this year. Made the biggest down at home down in the crew, and a game that, you know, there wasn't a lot in that game either, but we knew what to expect when we went to Kilmarnock. Kilmarnock's a club that they're well organised and their team's well organised, and they have a great fighting spirit out there, very similar to our own club, and we knew what to expect when we went out there, and that's exactly what we got.
Well, what's it like to win the Premier Division back to back?
That is the one that you're looking for, Miles. You know, good teams won a league once. Very good teams won it 2, 3, 4 times. And, I mean, our aspirations will be to go and try and win this league again next year.
Yeah, you've been involved at the top level over a number of years. As you say, winning a number of times, I suppose, proves just how good you are.
Well, that's it, Miles. I think, you know, I mean, This squad is very, they're a great bunch, and they've all played football with the Oscar Tudor squads, and I think that's our 10th trophy in 3 years. So they know how to win now. It's an easy thing in football to know how to win, but you get knowing how to lose as well, you know. So just the latest for the players and the committee and all the supporters are going to get, because they deserve it. They put in a lot of work on that, you know.
You've been winning cups, as you say, another couple to come. Was the Premier Division maybe your number one goal this season?
Oh, it was. We had a great run the Junior Cup. We went to the last 8 of that, and then winning the league's the thing that you want to win every year, you know. The Ulster Cup then was the next biggest cup, and we won that as well. So we have a League Cup to come against Kilmarnock next Sunday, and then we play Quigley's Point in the Charlie at all the following Saturday. So we have another 2 cup finals to come yet, so we'll see how they pan out now, mate.
And I suppose you held on to all your players today. There was another big game involving Malin's A team up there, but you had all your players available for you today.
We had all our players available, mate, so yeah, they were all there for the soccer.
And I suppose the good news from the parish point of view is that Malin won as well.
Oh, that's great news. That's great news, mate. It's great to see that the GA boys won as well. Super for the parish.